This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Oh, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole when you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together.
Lighten up, it's Friday.
That's it, we did it.
Thank God it's Friday.
Who's ready for the weekend? Party time. And, of course, Future Dawn, this is our time. Because last week I missed her terribly. We had to kind of fill in for her, pretend she was here. Somehow we made it through. Captain Morgan, Freshman Friday. Is she here today, Super Dawn? Do you think she'll join us?
She is. Because if you remember last week, I think the entire first segment was just the sound of us breathing because we didn't know what to do.
Well, I thought it was me weeping quietly in a corner.
You were sobbing. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So we'll somehow make it through. We got Del Bigtree on. He's checking in from the road with some victories on the state level. Very positive toward vaccine freedom. That is freedom to say no to vaccines. And more than that, we've got Sally Fallon Morrell talking nourishing traditions, the fat phobia that still persists from government and medicine, and how to get over it from a dietary perspective. And with that, Captain Morgan, how are you, my friend?
It's so nice to be missed. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, no, we did. We had somebody last week on pretending to be you, but they could never do that, really, could they?
I am just so irreplaceable. Probably good that I'm one of a kind. I don't think the world could handle two.
Right. We'll talk to Ed, see if he can handle two Captain Morgans.
Probably not. Probably I think he would not agree with that.
So what do we have to handle today? Because, again, you've had a week off from us. I know you weren't feeling tip-top last week, so you've got to be coming back with some sort of massive energy surge, so we got to kind of hide from you. What is she going to ask us?
Totally the opposite. I'm struggling to keep up the energy. Last week was quite a week, and I appreciate you guys letting me go take care of some things like broken kitties, which we'll get into a little bit later.
Okay.
But, so I've been trying to recover, trying to do some extra juicing, and I've been going to bed early, taking my melatonin, getting up and doing my vitamin D and B12, sublingual, potions, but I've noticed that I am really not doing well memory wise, like short term memory and, kind of keeping track of things throughout the day. And I'm wondering if kind of a more regular regime of any of those supplements could be doing that. And if not, what can people do naturally to help improve memory or focus besides just drinking lots more coffee? Because that is supposed to help.
Whoa, no, not lots more. I'm outgunned 2-1 here with Super Dawn when you say drink lots more coffee, and Super Dawn go, yeah.
Super Dawn, back me up.
I just forgot what we were talking about. What?
Wait, he hasn't.
Drink
he
more
hasn't,
coffee.
He hasn't.
Oh, yeah.
That's
look,
the solution.
You know what? My concern is always is quality of even coffee, and I recognize that Starbucks is convenient, but until they come out with a certified organic coffee, and maybe they have one. I'm not familiar. I'm just saying it's convenient and all of that, but, you know, I just brew the stuff we get at home for purposes, medicinal. And as far as I am
drinking my organic coffee, and I even stirred in my bulletproof butter here, which is all supposed to be good for my mentality.
Yeah, well, and your memory, I would agree. I think that, I mean, are we seeing, let's say, you're taking a lot of melatonin for sleep. Are you getting adequate sleep? I mean, that's my number one question. Is it facilitating what you're after?
No.
Okay. Because, you know, that long-term, you know, even subtle changes or shortening of a longer cycle that needs to be can create memory gaps during the day. I mean, there are exercises that can be done. You talk about writing down your dreams. That's an interesting thing, how it improves the waking memory as well. Because sort of like it fades so quickly when you wake up, you have, you know, little fragments of dreams. But by taking the time to write them down, even if they seem absurd, because a lot of times they come through what's known as a dream sensor, it enhances your ability to pay attention to things that are going on in the waking life.
I don't dream.
Everybody dreams, Captain Morgan. You just don't remember that you do.
I have no dreams.
Now, see, the crying's going to start again. Oh, poor Captain Morgan doesn't have any dreams. My goodness.
No, I mean, I know a lot of that has just been from my different, you know, health struggles over the years, being in and out of hospitals and waking up in pain or uncomfortable. My body has not gotten into a good sleep rhythm for such a long time. So I am sure that that's part of my kind of waking up multiple times in the night, even if it's not for any particular reason and just feeling restless. But is there such a thing as ODing on melatonin, or if you're taking it and still not getting awesome sleep, should you just cut it off and try something else?
Yeah, I think you bring up an important point. If you try something for a period of time and maybe you modulate doses up or down and you find out, well, it's really not solving my sleep problem, you begin to say, okay, maybe this isn't the issue. And, you know, I've said for many, many years that the key to really a sound, deep, restful sleep is a fully functioning and engaged liver. When the liver is doing its job overnight, you know, there's not disruption. And then you have that regeneration that's happening as the liver does its job to transform things that have accumulated during the day. Now, that combined with the chromium, which chromium benefits liver, selenium benefits liver as well. But the other thing is the hypoglycemic standpoint. I'm not saying that's what's happening to you unless you wake up in the middle of the night famished and hungry. That would indicate a sleep hypoglycemia, and that is very disruptive.
Is that not normal?
No, that's not normal. If you're waking up hungry, that tells me you're not getting enough chromium. But again, we can be upfront about you've been open to our audience about your travails with your GI tract and the you know, gastrointestinal doctors over the years. Malabsorption is, you know, one of these things that lingers for you as well. So being sure that you're, you know, not only taking the right things, but that it is getting into inadequate quantities. So someone that has the sleep hypoglycemia, waking up with hunger, I make sure that they're on that 100 micrograms of chromium three times a day religiously. Sometimes even a fourth one becomes necessary, a fourth dose before bed. But that's not typical, but it can be. And the dogs agree with me. As they're eating the cat, which can't run away, I understand. We'll get to that later.
The dog is hypoglycemic.
Yeah, maybe. It's like you're thinking about hunger. I'm like, oh, boy, he's talking about food. I can hear him now. So is any of that helpful or insightful in terms of your experience? Because, again, I could go into a ginkgo biloba for memory, but as you say, if you're not sleeping adequately, that's really the problem. It's probably not micropore circulation in the brain.
That is very interesting that all of that works together, but I guess that's what you always say. Every aspect of the body is important, and all of your nutrition feeds into it. So,
yeah, and of course you're doing the B vitamin sublingually, which kind of bypasses lower down in the GI tract, and that's why it's an efficient mechanism for absorption. You know, much like when we say the silver hydrosol, we utilize sublingual absorption into the blood and the lymph. We're not going GI unless we want to for specific healing purposes of the gut. But, you know, these are great questions. It's like we have to be Sherlock Holmes for our own health if the doctor doesn't help us to do it this way and assesses us and says, you lack a sleeping pill, for instance. You know, of course, it's an absurd statement. And apparently you might not have a melatonin deficiency.
Interesting. Now, if the doctor does recommend supplements to you, which mine has, I just got some blood work back. Are doctor prescribed supplements or nutrients any better or worse than what you can buy at your local health food store or from King Bio or from our friends online?
Sure. You know, it depends obviously on the doctor what they're prescribing. For instance, a classic example for women and anemia, a traditional medical doctor will prescribe like an iron pill that is just not viable in terms of bioavailability, usability, and even excretion. So it concerns me that they don't move to a whole food form of a blood builder, for instance, like Innate Response Formulas has or Megafood. And, you know, or someone like Dr. Edward Group, we got to get him back on Super Don. We met him for the first time officially at the Truth About Cancer in Dallas. And, you know, we had a question about his selenium, you know, the origin. And I want to talk to him sure. about that on the air as well. But a doctor like that really gets the food context. So it always depends upon the doctor. And again, they could be medical. They could be a DO. They could be a DC or an ND. You can't make the assumption just because they are or are not one of those that they will prescribe for you something appropriate for you. So I always mm-hmm. ask, how does this relate to food? Is this a synthetic isolate, or is it food really? Is it grown as food, or is it a synthetic isolate that they mix with spirulina and pretend it's a food, right? These are good questions and important questions to ask because we're designed by God to get our nutrients from food. Granted, there are places and times for, we've talked about synthetic amino acids for detoxing heavy metals and cleaning the arteries like Dr. Batar does, but that's counteracting an unusual toxic event, which is the heavy metals that are coming in through vaccines or mercury fillings, etc.
Right. I guess you always have to take an account for your body to work naturally. How naturally are you treating it, right?
Well, exactly. And that's why I didn't mean to berate you about the quality of your coffee, but it's an important okay. thing to remind people that, hey, you know, quality ultimately does matter. And granted, there may be a lot more toxic things than coffee, whether it's organic or not, but still, it's not the one thing, it's the everything adding up. So every one thing that you improve, your body can pay you back tenfold.
Yes, tell my body to do that.
Body, listen, Captain Morgan's trying to run a good ship here, and RSB and Super D are just cursory support once in a while. So we love our Freshman Fridays. We're going to take a break. We've got Del Bigtree coming up, and Captain, you feeling up for it, despite lack of sleep, to do a secondary Freshman Friday next hour?
I have all of the coffee, yes.
I hear it clinging. All right, feed the dogs so the dogs don't feed themselves something right. that they shouldn't be eating. We'll be back, and we might even talk about an injured kitty cat. Stick around. RobertScottBell.com. Thanks to Cap Morgan. The notes are up. We'll be back with more powerful healing after this.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Back out of here on the Robert Scott Bell Show with one of my health freedom heroes. He joined us with the movie Vaxxed as a producer. Those of you who are new to the program, you might not know Del Bigtree, but those of you who've been listening for a while, you followed the travels of the Vax bus as well, and all the people that are doing good work to raise awareness on the dangers of vaccines due to the injuries that are very real to thousands and thousands and thousands of children. And Dell's got a great heart, and he's very passionate and great communicator, and he's back on with some great happy updates. Del Bigtree, welcome back.
Hey, Robert, it's really great to be here. Yeah, it's been an amazing year. You know, we're just coming up on April 1st will be the one-year anniversary of our release date of Vaxxed. So it's been a wild and crazy year with, I think, what's going to prove to be one of the most controversial movies in American history, you know. So, but because of that controversy, because of all the censorship, I mean, we got kicked out of Tribeca Film Festival. We've been banned from AMC theaters, kicked out of Houston World Festival. We were kicked out of the British Parliament. All of these things create news and buzz. And so, you know, now I think over a million people have seen the film and growing. And I think it's really inspired a movement that I want to say that's always been there.
Yes.
But I just think there's energy to it now. There's a real energy happening, certainly here in the U.S. And just yesterday, you know, I've been sort of what happened with me is, you know, I produced the movie and worked with Andy Wakefield and Brian Burroughs. It was essentially the three of us in a basement editing the movie for a year. But once the movie came out and I started speaking and traveling with Polly all over the nation, I recognized that I, you know, really enjoyed talking to politicians about this issue. And so a lot of what I've been doing now, certainly in the new year here, has been traveling from state to state to different capitals where these grassroots groups are either fighting to stop laws that are trying to take away their right to choose what's injected in their child, to take away exemptions. For instance, in Oklahoma, they had a bill very much like the one in California, SB 277, by Senator Yen, who was trying to take away their religious exemption and their personal belief exemption. So I went in there. We got a bunch of grassroots, you know, I call them warrior moms together, and we stormed the Capitol, had a big rally, met with politicians, and yesterday they officially killed that bill. They struck it down, even after Yen had watered it down to the point where he was just asking to have the bill force parents to be read a 5-minute riot act if they wanted to opt out of the vaccines, and even that got killed. So
nice.
And a huge, huge win in Oklahoma where they were trying to take their rights away. And then yesterday also in West Virginia, very opposite story. They've never had the exemptions. 47 other states now have a religious exemption, personal belief exemption. So they're trying to get their first religious exemption is what they're going for. And after a huge battle for the last, I was out there 2 weeks ago meeting with all the senators and politicians there, but they've had 3 meetings in the education committee trying to get it out. They've brought in big heavyweights. They've got letters coming in from the Pediatric Association trying to tell them to not allow these parents to have the right to choose. And still after that hard fought battle yesterday, it got out of the education committee with a 7-6 vote. So it's moving forward, which is huge for West Virginia. So two big, big wins yesterday, which something a lot of people are starting to call it, the vaccine risk awareness movement. I like that because I'm really tired of it being called anti-vax movement. There are certainly people that are completely anti-vaccine in this movement, but there are people like Bobby Kennedy that are just trying to take mercury out of the vaccine, you know, and,
right.
and every shade in between. So we're a vast group.
It's diverse. It is diverse. I agree.
There's a lot of diversity. So I like vaccine risk awareness. That's what this is about. There is a risk. Where there's a risk, there should be
a
certainly
choice.
Be a choice, yeah. and we should know what that risk is. So
absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, Dale, you know, we got about a minute before we go to break here, and we'll carry on further. But the difference between meeting these federal legislators like Chaffetz in Utah a while back versus the success you're having on the state level, do you see distinction in bringing it a little closer to home?
I absolutely do see a difference. You know, when I was just in D.C. for, I think, the third time, and I brought a new assistant who's shooting camera with me, and you know, we were standing there after 3 days, and he was just saying, wow, no wonder this nation's in the trouble that it's in. Nothing's happening here. These people do not move.
Hold that thought, Dale.
They don't do anything.
We got to take a break. We're going to talk about the difference in how we succeed versus beat our head against the wall and not get anything done. We're going to talk with Dale Bigtree when we come back. Also, the big Revolution for Truth March on D.C. at the end of the month.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Shout synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Here we go. Robert Scott Bell Show continuing now, heading into the weekend with Del Bigtree, and he is all over the place bringing this, as he called it, vaccine risk awareness movement, recognizing there are various belief systems and experiences surrounding the vaccine issue on that are, I would consider, allies to all of us. We have people that, you know, as a homeopath, as a dad, I did not vaccinate my children. I don't want them coming anywhere near my kids. But at the same time, I am liberty-minded enough to say, you know what, if you believe it's right for your kids, I might try to communicate with you about why I believe what I believe, but I'm not going to stand in your way. I don't believe in using the force or the fraudulent efforts of government to force or stop you. So, again, I think there's a difference. If you believe in liberty, you know, you can find a way to get along with people who disagree with you.
I agree, you know, and that's something I've really come to. I always say I was a progressive liberal my whole life from Boulder, Colorado, and this issue really has shifted my thinking about politics. I kind of say I'm politically maroon, but yes. I definitely am leaning towards liberty, you know, and I guess libertarian values in some ways, in that what we were just talking about, smaller government, you know. We were talking about the federal government. All of the lobbying and, you know, the huge, I mean, first of all, pharmaceutical is now the most powerful lobby in Washington. They're outspending oil and gas 2-1. That's just a massive wall of financing that's hard to beat. And those politicians are just ensconced. I mean, they got cement up to their waist, from the pharmaceutical industry, keeping them from doing anything. Whereas on the state level, you see much less of that sort of financial incentive, and you can still do something. On localized government, we are still changing laws, moving laws. Just like I said, Oklahoma, West Virginia,
yes.
You have power at the state level, and those politicians listen. When you show up with a few parents and you sit in their office, they listen because they know, hey, this is my next vote. I could lose this job.
Right. The closer you bring it to home, the more real it becomes, the more human the interaction. And as we've seen in your experience, my buddy and our buddy Ty Bollinger was up there. We had brother Tony Mohammed on a few weeks ago talking about the experience at the last event in Washington, D.C. with the World Mercury Project, $100,000 award if somebody could prove that the mercury and thimerosal and vaccines was actually safe. And yet, crickets from the mainstream media. Absolutely stunning, but not stunning at the same time. So there is here's what I see, Del. I don't want people wasting or spinning their wheels and not getting anything out of it, because there's only a limited amount of energy that we all have. It's a little bit finite, even though the source of all sources has infinite energy. I get that. So what do we do when we go to, let's say, a march that's coming up, March 31st, revolutionfortruth.org. It's linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. My perspective is, I don't expect the federal government to kind of back down on its proposals and its mandates because of the lobbying, you know, 2-1 over oil. But at the same time, if we can get any publicity at all, even new media, of course, that it's going to impact some parents to make better decisions, and we will save some children. I don't think that's wasteful at all.
I don't either. I think that look, I've watched this movement grow this year alone, and the visibility, the more parents stand up, the more they see parents standing up in state capitals, in federal capitals. I hear people that tell me, you know, I wasn't aware of this movement until I saw you, you know, on TV at that capital or on Facebook, and now I've stood up, or I've been telling them my story of my vaccine injury because I was afraid, but now so many people are telling the story that I feel empowered to step up and stand with you. And that's what's happening. I mean, it's a movement, you know, what do they say? The revolution will not be televised. That's absolutely true. Except that when they said that, we didn't have the internet, and we have the internet now. We have shows like yours. You know, I'm about to start a radio show myself on the internet, Facebook, you know, Periscope. All of these things are making this world so much smaller. It's bringing that government into our hands. And so standing in a march like that, first of all, it does reverberate through Washington. They are watching. They are very aware of our existence. I'm going to be having a meeting while I'm out in D.C. with Jason Chaffetz again.
Wow.
Who is concerned. He is concerned. He keeps taking it. And I know. He knows we're here. He knows we are growing. Here's what I want to say, Scott.
Uh-huh.
You know, traveling the nation is what I'm realizing is we are a movement that does not lose anybody. Every time, every day, every radio show, every march, we gain more people. And every time we gain people, we are fortified. And the other side cannot seem to figure out how to get one of us back. Because once you know the truth, you never turn around. Once you know the truth, you cannot go back. And so we're allowed to play games. We're allowed to jump on their hashtags when they're trying to sell people on adult vaccinations, hashtag vax with me. We can do things like, hey, today let's commandeer hashtag vax with me and go into their site and their world and tell our stories. We can do that because we are so strong in our understanding and our belief system. So all of this visibility, it's the court of public opinion where this is going to be changed, and that is where it is changing. So, yes, state capitals, marches are important. But you know what's even more important is find 10 friends. Keep talking. Keep learning how to talk about this topic. Don't be afraid of it. Get on Facebook. And what I say to people is, you know, I think the mistake people make is don't try to convince somebody they're wrong. Don't go in with a bunch of information like you think you know something better than someone else. Go in asking questions. Ask questions. Here's where the conversation should start with everybody. Do you remember there being like 4 or 5 kids with asthma when we were in school when we were kids? I don't remember that. Do you remember there being a whole classroom of autistic children in the school? You know, all of this special needs. Do you remember eczema on all these kids? We got to start waking up our own history. The history we lived in, I think, is where this is won. The pharmaceutical industry is trying to tell us we have always been this sick. They're trying to convince us that this new normal is the normal it's always been. Autism has always been here. We're just diagnosing it better. Really? Where are all the 45-year-old autistic people? Where's the millions of 70 and 80-year-old autistic people stemming in the corner of an old folks' home somewhere? It doesn't exist. And we cannot allow that manipulation of truth, that manipulation of history to happen. So the conversation is simple. We just have to start reminding people, do you remember how healthy we were when we were kids? What do you think's doing that? And it's not just vaccines. This conversation goes into, you know, Monsanto's products like glyphosate, things that are in our air, our food, you know, our water. But then this delivery system injects toxins into babies. Come on. I mean, I think there's a natural progression in that conversation. We should all be having it because I say this, like, for instance, vax. Vax has been seen by, I think, roughly 1 million people. If 10 people, I mean, if you show 10 people that film, if you had a party, say, come on over, I want you to see a very interesting movie, that means that 10 million people overnight now have seen the movie. That's how fast change can happen. And if those people show 10 more people, you're at 100 million people. You're a world-changing power at that point. All of this is possible if we start speaking, if we stand up and represent what America used to be. It used to be the dinner table conversation was politics and religion and the difficult. We've been taught not to have those conversations, not to have those difficult conversations, the sort of un-PC conversations. They're training us not to talk about that so they can get away with murder, literally.
Right. Dale, and your reference points in history are so very, very important. I bring that up all of the time, that if you are able to erase history and rewrite it, you change the present and the future. And so we are unfortunately ill-equipped to handle what's happened because we don't know how it happened. And, you know, some of this is, you know, the body politic. What was the politic system of this country supposed to be? Was it supposed to be where a strong centralized bureaucracy would run our lives, tell us what to do medically, tell us how to raise our children? I mean, that's the anathema to American freedom. This is something that if we bring this up, for instance, the Flexner Report of 1910, how did modern medicine, and I think you've said this in many presentations, when did it become the thing for doctors to be all about vaccines, right? That was their only thing. And it's like, really, it became a religion for them, too. So they are also victimized, I can say it this way, by the very same lack of knowledge of history that any of us have been. And they, even worse, because they're controlled by a license that is controlled by a state board, which takes loads of money and influence from that big pharmaceutical lobby that is outspending oil and gas. So you see it all the way up the line. And, of course, look at our politicians. They're just as ignorant as any American could be. So reaching out to them may have more influence because of the influence they have, but we are not waiting for them to act, as you are going into the states now and seeing these victories occur. Again, bringing it closer to home, this also comes back to our history of our kind of government.
federalism, that the states are technically superior to the federal government if those enumerated powers granted to the feds don't exist in regards to, let's say, mandating vaccines, for instance, then we look at the states and we say, okay, what can we do on the state level and the more local level? And as you said, talk around the dinner table where you have influence in your church, your synagogue, your mosque, and we can all find a way to get along because we would agree that we want to protect our children. But when we realize the thing that we've kind of throwing our lot in that protects children doesn't, in fact, it harms them, it's a shocking wake-up call.
It really is. And you know, we've got, it's silence. You said, how did this happen? How did we get here? How do we get to where? And it's not just, I think, you know, it's not just vaccines. It's not just medicine. I think that the success of Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders came from the same place. We have a country now that is fed up with a government that seems to be selling us down the river to the interests of industry over the will of the people. But that happened because of our silence, because we stopped talking. And so when you're talking to your friends and they're saying, I'm not going to get into this topic about vaccines, then you say, then what's happened to this country? We've really reached a place where we cannot have an educated conversation. If you think you have the facts and you think you're on the right side, share your facts with me. Let's sit down and have this discussion.
Right.
That is what America represents. That is what freedom is. If we let go of that, we let go of everything. And I believe the dream of this nation and what founded this nation is dead. And I do believe that that's what's at stake right now.
Sure.
We are looking, we are in the...
Silence is consent, Dell, and you're going to be speaking out along with a lot of others. We got about 30 seconds. I apologize. We're going to have to run, but you're going to be speaking at the revolutionfortruth.org event March 31st in Washington, D.C. Everybody go down there and march and talk and speak and get to know one another and learn how to communicate this very vital subject that is genuinely going to protect the next generation of children and hopefully rescue those that have even been partially injured and reverse this. So, Dell, my gosh, my heart, my love with you and all of you that are out there. I wish I could be there reporting on site, but anytime we got to get the word out, you know we're here 6 days a week.
Awesome, man. Yeah, get down to D.C. What a great group of people. Where do you feel the power? We're going to see you there. Looking forward to it.
Dell Bigtree from Vax and More is with us, and I appreciate you dropping by. We'll check in a little bit later after the event.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you aware there is a 99% chance that you are magnesium deficient? This causes devastating health effects on hundreds of critical functions in your body, yet it is one of the easiest things to remedy. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, here to tell you that we have the perfect non-invasive solution for this problem, and it's called Ease Magnesium. There are hundreds of magnesium pills and powders on the market that do not solve the problem because they tax your digestive system and can actually harm your kidneys. With our topical magnesium called Ease, you simply spray our fully absorbable liquid on your skin, and it instantly increases your magnesium levels. Ease relaxes your nervous system while smoothing out joints and muscles. Ease also allows you to have the deepest sleeps you can imagine while your body bathes itself in this essential mineral. To get the relief you deserve and see the benefits of all our activation products and order Ease Magnesium, go to easemagnesium.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's easemagnesium.com, 1-866-271-7595.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in a runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an Indy hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indy hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indy hammered knives. Custom knives made in America.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yeah, I can hear some of the criticism. Oh, another march on Washington, D.C. But my gosh, as I say, it isn't about impacting ultimately these dunderheaded politicians who are taking money from Big Pharma as much as it is reaching out to the moms and dads, the real people out there who might never hear or see or witness the damage that's being done via vaccines, or recognize that the damage that happened to their child was caused by a vaccine. So, yeah, get out there and speak up, all right? That's what I'm saying. That's my message. Transform it human to human, even though those politicians are mostly lizard people.
I'm fully behind demonstration or marches or things of that nature. But, you know, what it always comes down to for me is, what's going to have the most impact in your march? Mm-hmm. Is it going to be the number of people and the speeches and the things that are being said, or is it going to be people wearing funny hats and breaking windows and lighting things on fire? You know, what's going to further your cause and get the message out? You know, and in this case, I doubt you're going to see Starbucks getting stormed and windows being broken, yes, you know, in this march.
Well, yeah, you're right. And, of course, the publicity would be better if they broke windows. It would. But it wouldn't be good publicity. It would just be publicity. And then they'll say, look at these anti-vaxxer violent folks,
exactly,
right? When the real violence is being visited on children by pro-vaccine people. Anyway, hey, let's go to the park. Shall we go to a park?
Why not?
There's a story here about going to a park, but unfortunately, it's not very friendly to certain people. So there's some discrimination going on.
Well, listen, Franklin Roosevelt, President Franklin Roosevelt. Now, obviously, this was before I was born. But, yeah, I mean, when you think of Franklin Roosevelt, what do you think of?
Well, the New Deal, socialism, Social Security,
right.
Beginning of World War II for the American people, because that was...
So there are some policy things, some politics things, yeah. You know, that are associated with him. But there was something about Franklin Roosevelt, which I think was unique to him,
He was in a wheelchair.
That's right.
He was handicapped. He was paralyzed, lower limbs didn't work well. They said he had polio. Although, again, don't get me started on polio because, it's caused by pesticides, DDT primarily, and not the so-called polio virus that they want you vaccinating against. But, again, that's not the point of this story, is it, Super Don?
No. Well, look, in the state of New York, they have a park that they designed and put together to honor President Franklin D. Roosevelt. Now, you would think that whoever it was that designed this and put this together – would have made sure that anybody wanting to visit this park, honoring Franklin D. Roosevelt, the president that had polio and was in a wheelchair,
yes,
you would think they would make sure that there was access available to people in wheelchairs to go to this park, would you not?
That would be like the first thing you would design, right? We're honoring a president who was in a wheelchair. Let's make sure there are wheelchair ramps to the park, right?
Well, apparently not, because there is a lawsuit that has been filed against the park because, believe it or not, they do not have wheelchair access to the park.
You had one job.
One job to do.
And you gotta navigate the stairs. We need four-wheel drive wheelchairs to see the FDR Park.
No wheelchair. No wheelchair access.
To figure this out? The park opened in, 2013? It's been 4 years or so. Now they're just now figuring this out? Wow. Mm. Close enough for government work, huh?
Man, I'm telling you. And, look, it doesn't surprise me because I don't know about you, but have you ever gone, to visit a city? And you're driving, and the streets are designed in such a way that it's literally impossible to not get into a car accident. It's like, who designed this?
Sure.
Right?
Sure.
Who was the city planner that put this idea together? And somebody seriously dropped the ball. When you've got a park that is honoring a wheelchair-bound president that doesn't have wheelchair access, that guy needs to be sweeping streets rather than designing them.
Yeah, I think so. Also, I'm looking at a picture from the park, basically a disembodied head of FDR. I'm thinking, this is frightening. I don't want to bring children to this. That looks like a floating head. I mean, usually when you
it kind of reminds me of the wizard from the Wizard of Oz, right?
Yes, doesn't it? I mean, maybe handicapped people would be too traumatized seeing that disembodied head, like they cut it off and they froze it. I don't know. I mean, normally there's a bust that people are used to seeing that it's connected to. This one, I don't know. I'm not going to visit. I'm not a big fan of FDR personally. But, folks, if you want to go see it and you're in a wheelchair, good luck to you. There's a lawsuit. Maybe you want to contribute, become part of the class action on it. For that, we'll leave it there. All right, folks, hit a park where there's real nature and not headless horsemen, okay? Go to a park this weekend. Enjoy nature or your own garden. RobertScottBell.com. We got a lot more healing to go on the show. We've got Sally Fallon Morrell scheduled, as well as Cap Morgan back for Freshman Friday Part 2, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learned could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.